Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Duraney, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Monica Bozanov. People are surprised to learn that Monica has a background in construction. She doesn't seem to fit into their idea of a typical construction project manager. Monica finds construction and high performance to have a lot in common. Here's what everyone in construction knows. The taller you want to build, the deeper you need to go. High performance is the same. Subconscious programming is running 95% of your decision-making. Monica's clients are high performers who are tired of pushing through. They crave high performance on easy mode, and that's what Monica delivers. Enjoy the show. Hello, Monica. So good to see you.
So good to see you again, Drew. I always love our conversations.
As do I. So I always like to thank the people who introduce us. And I was looking back at, I actually have a spreadsheet that lists everybody I've met since 2020, right before the pandemic. And the person we have to thank for this is, well, we met during Networking Hub Assembly, which is an event that's put on by Frank Agin. So that's how you and I actually bumped into each other. Does that ring a bell?
I don't know who he is.
You don't know who Frank is. So maybe it wasn't Networking Hub Assembly. No, you know what? I know we met and it was at a networking event. I don't know if it was that one. It must not have been that one if you don't know Frank. So if you know, maybe it was Mari Lee or something, marketing out, and she's out in Estonia. We're going to have to find out how we met, Monica. Do you know how we met?
I think we had this conversation once. We have to look at the I know it was a network event.
Yeah.
And I know I reached out. We were in the same Zoom room. I don't know which one it was at the moment.
I love it. It is funny because we meet so many people. And I'm looking at our LinkedIn profile and we do have a lot of connections in common. And we'll find that out. The beautiful thing is that we met. And regardless of how we did so, there's always a silver lining in something that happens, like the pandemic, which forced us all to start, you know, globally networking virtually. And ultimately, we met a lot of good human beings. And that's really, in essence, how you and I got a chance to meet. So I love it. And, you know, what's cool about the podcast is I don't edit this kind of stuff out. These conversations, this is like, as I talk authenticity. So this is as authentic as it gets, because we only slap the intro and the outro on, and that's what we get, you know?
And if that's the case, you will have to introduce me to Frank now.
Now I will. I absolutely will. You will get introduced to Frank Agin. Absolutely. He's a great man. So, Monica, I got a chance to get to know you a couple times. You are an amazing human being, and what you do with your deep dive, and the audience will get to learn what you do, is tremendous. And it did certainly help me. In life, Monica, you know, we grow up and we're told that life is a straight line. It's linear. If we do certain things, everything's going to be fine. And ultimately, external circumstances happen in life that kind of get in the way of that straight line and kind of push us and direct us and detour us in many different ways. And often we're not prepared and we have to make choices and decisions. And I believe there's three types of women in life. You have the woman who has a defining moment, something in front of her, but she's got so many blind spots. She is not really paying attention. Her level of self-awareness is so low that she just goes through life, you know, almost subconsciously on autopilot. Then you have woman number two, who has a higher level of self-awareness and does notice when things happen and yet sees more things more as a barrier than an opportunity to improve life and feels like the victim that life is doing it to her. Ultimately, it's woman number three I love to have on this show. She is the woman who has obviously some challenges in life and looks at them and says, you know what? It's not a barrier. This is an opportunity. Life is doing something for me, and I'm going to take this opportunity to become stronger and start living a different life by doing things differently. So for the audience, could you reach back as far as you need to and isolate that defining moment where for you, either a tap on the shoulder or the 2x4 upside the head that really molded you into you. You were woman number three at that point. You're like, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm taking this on, and this can be a better life for Monica.
Yeah, well, by the time the 2x4 comes, you've been ignoring the whisper and you've been ignoring the tap on the shoulder for a really long time,
Yeah,
right?
so true, right?
We get really good at doing that.
Yep.
But I had the privilege of being hit by the 2x4 at the age of 30,
Okay.
which means I just got a head start because most people can brush that tap on the shoulder off until they're maybe 45, 50, right? So I had the privilege of starting that journey earlier, and that was because my nervous system was so in overload.
Okay.
And I was sure that I was going crazy. It was like, yeah, okay, my granddad was crazy. Now it's happening to me, right? And then I came to the doctors finally, and it was such a relief when he told me, "No, you're not going crazy. You're just depressed and burnt out."
Oh, wow. Okay.
And on the inside, of course, that didn't show on the outside, but on the inside, I was going, "Yay, I think, because I can do something with that." Right? I
Absolutely.
did not know the how-to. So that was what I had to figure out. But I'm big on personal responsibility. And somewhere inside of me, there was this, okay, this did not happen to you. Right? It's so easy to say, oh, yeah, people do that. The universe, life happened to me.
Right.
We're never prepared for life.
No.
But I realized I had allowed this to happen to me. So if I had allowed it, I could also change that. So that was the journey I had to start. And I had like a long list of mental, emotional, and physical problems proving that I was broken.
Okay.
Which now in hindsight, I know, right? The people that have proof that they're broken are actually really powerful people.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So I started this reading. Remember that the Daniel Goleman books in the back in the day about emotional intelligence,
Yes.
right? So okay, there's something about emotions, right? And
Mm.
then I read this book about natural healing, and I found this thing about heart coherence from Heart Math Institute.
Okay.
And once again, feelings. So that was kind of the path I w went on, and when I found like the tools and all of that to fix the obvious health issues, I was so like, wow, I did it, right? My allergies, my gastritis, my rashes, my anxiety, my
Unbelievable.
panic attacks, all of that is gone. Now I'm going to start a coaching business.
I love it.
And when I tell people what I can do, they're going to throw money at me. And of course, that did not happen.
No, that happens to a lot of us. We were there like, all right, I'm ready. Here it comes. And what did you do when that didn't happen, Monica? Of
Well, of course, I hired a business coach, right? Because that's
course.
what I do.
That's what we do.
And she threw all of this stuff at me, with tactics and strategies and workbooks, and she helped me make a plan. And the thought was I was going to work with people that were stressed out, and I was going to contact like corporations in the city I lived, and I was going to cold call. That was a strategy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've learned
So
that strategy.
of course I procrastinated. And
Yeah,
I
of course.
procrastinated for
Yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I'm really good with words, so I could actually
Yeah.
talk her like around these, like, why didn't you cold call do any cold calling, right? Well, you see, I thought I would do some more research on these companies, right?
Yeah.
And then the weeks just passed, and finally she said, Monica, the cold calling, right? and she wouldn't let go. And during that session, I went into a full-blown panic attack.
I see that coming. That would happen to me too. Yep. Okay. Understood.
And that was so long ago. We were on Skype, and the
Okay.
camera was off, so she
Yeah.
couldn't see me, right? But
Right.
I was sweating. I was cold sweating. I was shaking. My
Yeah.
voice was got like squeaky, and like I couldn't speak, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, "What's going on?" And I was like, "I can't do it. Why not?" And I had no clue. And she was pushing me, pushing me, pushing me. And I was at the end, she said, "Where is that feeling?" And I felt that I was sitting on this horror feeling, right? She said, "What is this feeling?" And I was surprised when I said, "I'm dying."
Whoa.
And I felt like I
Wow.
had a big fat L on my forehead. I felt like the biggest wimp in the world. Such a coward. No one has ever died from cold calling. Right? But I also realized that there was an event. And this goes so beautifully back to, you know, what your podcast is about, that it all starts really, really early, right? So this was a trauma that was a life and death trauma at the age of two. And because the nervous system doesn't really understand time, cold calling for my nervous system was like, "Ooh, we've done this before. We did speak out about something that was really important." And that went really bad. Don't want to do that again. So that was my nervous system protecting me from pain, right? Before anyone hurt you, like they did last time. We are going to stop you in your tracks because this is not safe. Right? It had nothing to do with cold calling, of course not. And that's the beautiful thing about what you're saying, the whole idea that life is linear. Yeah, life as events. The chron there's a chron 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 chronology. Right.
Chronological,
Yes, like this thing happened, this thing happened, but the nervous system doesn't get that.
No, it doesn't.
Right? So when the nervous system sends something coming up that reminds it of something that happened once, it will just kick in and there will be this major stress reaction. And that's what procrastination and self-sabotage is usually about. It's not about what's going to happen. It's about something that already happened in the past. So that's why I love working with the nervous system, because then we don't have to use linear thinking
Absolutely.
at all, right? Because once you take the pain out of that event, you still have the hardwiring that it caused in your nervous system at such an early age, right? So now on the other side of the pain, now you have a gift and there's a calling and you can move forward because you have this massive release of energy. All of that energy that you've been pushing down, released, and you could use it for forward momentum. And once again, nervous system doesn't care about time. So now you can make that quantum leap, right?
So I have a question for you. So how did you know, going back at to 2 years old, that that's where that trauma was? Because at 2 years old, what are we able to notice?
So that was pushed down. I had no memory of that. I knew because of something my mom told me. I spent a week with my grandparents at the age of two. And at some point, I think I was around 12, and I was really angry with something my grandmother had done to my cousin. I cannot believe that she did that to, I felt so sorry. I was so outraged on my cousin's behalf, right? And then my mom mentioned something that, yes, like, "I'm sorry, but your grandmother Sometimes she's not the nicest person.
Okay.
And she mentioned that there had been an incident at the age of two, right?
Okay.
And my parents didn't know what it was. But when she said that, I was 12 and I remember going, oh, that's that big lump in my stomach.
Okay, yes,
So
I
I
see.
knew there was something, but I didn't know what it
What it
was.
was, yes. Okay.
But then, like that, my coach then pushing me so hard over the next week, I had flashbacks. So
Okay.
it's kind of a PTSD reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, now I
So I
get
had words coming back, I had physical memories coming back, I had nightmares. So they came back in flashes.
Okay.
And by this time, right, I already had some knowledge of the nervous system, and I had my tool to calm it, which is tapping.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So it was like this weird experience where I, as an EFT practitioner, I could tap myself through the event, watching myself from the outside. And
Right.
I was also in the event, feeling all of the death anxiety and all of that, right?
Right. So that's what did, okay. So then getting back to defending your cousin, once you realized that you had experienced something similar, because it's interesting, if you hadn't experienced something similar to that, you wouldn't have had that kind of reaction to defend your cousin, right? It doesn't just happen because you were feeling, you don't know what your cousin was feeling. You were feeling what you felt at two and kind of transferring it on to how she must be feeling, because that's and, it happens to a lot of us too. And we're not able to trace it back, or we don't get a chance to. So all right, so let's so from that, what did you end up doing to at 12 to move forward, like thinking, what's going on? What does this mean, this nervous system thing? Or you did
Pushing through. No, I was
pushing
the
through.
just pushed. Yeah, I'm a
You're
wimp,
pushing through.
right?
Okay.
I'm the biggest coward. Just push through.
Push through it. All right. Okay.
So I had been pushing through since I was two, right?
Yeah.
And then I had a similar, like 1 year later, I had a similar event, like kind of happening again at the age of three. So now it was
Okay.
really, I guess, like in my nervous system,
Now
like
it's
that.
in there, yeah.
So I was just pushing through, which was why I had, the big meltdown at 30.
Yeah,
Because
yeah.
I had been pushing through for almost 3 decades,
Okay. Jeez,
right?
yep, absolutely.
That's why I say I have the privilege, right, of really having that breakdown,
Yeah.
forcing me to make different choices.
Absolutely.
And then starting my business, that's another moment where I had to change, right? So
Okay.
if I hadn't decided to start a coaching business,
Right.
this particular event would probably never have surfaced.
True. Very true.
And
Okay.
I would still be living it.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah. You had to confront it. Yeah. So to begin the coaching business, how did you actually start? Do you recall getting your first client to be able to help them like you helped yourself? You do. You remember that.
And I also remember I got my first few coaching clients before that whole cold calling story.
No, it was before the cold calling story.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But that incident really
Yeah.
expanded my capacity to hold space for clients, right?
Yeah.
Because there's this myth in the coaching industry that you can't take anyone further than you've ever been.
Okay.
That's not really true,
Okay.
but it's really hard to take anyone deeper than you have ever been.
Right, absolutely.
So now when people, because here's the thing, powerful people were a handful when they were children because they were powerful even back then, right?
Yes.
So people that are powerful tend to have also their share of trauma in their formative years.
Right.
And as I said in the beginning, if you can release that, then you don't have to, life is not supposed to be 75 hard.
It's not. Why did I know that? Oh, geez. All right. Well, it's good to know now. All right. So tell me why you say that.
Because when we deal, instead of when you push down the trauma and push down the trauma and you
Yeah.
use willpower is limited, right? You will get exhausted.
Right. Yeah.
If you can take a look at the thing that you judge yourself for the most, for me, it was being a coward,
Okay.
right? Because at the age of two, it's very easy for someone that's all grown up
Yeah.
to physically win any argument.
True.
And that's what happened.
Okay.
But my kids don't understand size.
No.
So I lost. So I was a freak, right?
I see. Okay.
That's a part of my power. I know my power. So I judged myself with the child, like the not aware child. There was a
Yeah.
lot of judgment from that child, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But that's what's going on in my nervous system. So someone who has a purpose around courage, if they're traumatized, they will judge themselves as cowards, right? Have a big calling for freedom.
Yeah.
Being stuck is terrifying.
It is, right. Absolutely.
Or being that 4-year-old that realizes, whoa, I'm the only one that's a grown up in my whole household.
Yeah.
That person will push themselves and organize the world, right? And there's never enough. There's always more to do. And they will judge themselves. So that's what I'm looking for when I'm coaching people. I'm like, okay, what's the judgment? What's the harsh word you're telling yourself? Because on the other side of that, you have your superpower. And when you have your superpower, life is not linear anymore.
Right, absolutely, yeah, right. So what would you say your superpower is?
My voice.
Your voice.
And I have big dumbo ears. So I listen to what's being said, but I also am listening for what's not spoken. And magic happens, right? You know this as a coach. Magic happens.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it does. Yeah, absolutely. Love this. Absolutely love this. So can you let us know like the best feeling you had with a client when you saw that magic happen? Just walk through that really quickly. If you can, I see a big smile on your face, so obviously it's happened. That feeling that you could get somebody to a point where the magic happens.
Yeah, well, you know this, right? When they have that shift and their voice changes, their face changes, their body, their posture changes. And to go from like just this week, right? I have this client. He's built a business from nothing, a $5 million business. And he's done it doing hard work. Because that's the conditioning he grew up
Yes,
with.
of course.
And then coming to the point where, whoa, maybe it could be easy.
Oh
What if
my
it could be
goodness.
fun,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
And see that shift
Yeah.
and seeing that old programming not having power over that person anymore. And I just watched some videos today of some reactions from people, and one woman said, she was facing this challenge and there were like tears and crying, and then all of a sudden she says, oh, but now I get it. And she explained something like totally the opposite of the viewpoint she had before, and she said, now that's logic. I like logic, right? And that's what happens when that stress of the nervous system
Yeah.
don't hold power over you. You get
Right.
access to your brilliant brain again, right?
Yes, absolutely. It does. That's
So
true. Yep.
I tell my clients I couldn't care less about your mindset. Let's look at what the nervous system is doing. Because when we can calm the nervous system, get access to our brain and we don't have to push through, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Love that. Absolutely love that. So, all right. I know that the audience has certainly captured the essence of Monica Bozanoff. I know I have. Folks, you're going to want to get in touch to Monica with Monica. LinkedIn is probably the best way. And Monica is all about trust. So when you get in touch with her, you'll be able to have like a 15-minute conversation. And it really is to establish trust and you go from there. So I definitely encourage you to reach out to her via LinkedIn. It'll be in the show notes how to get in touch with her. And I just definitely strongly suggest you do so. So, Monica, I could talk to you for hours, but we're coming to that point where I get to ask you a couple awesome questions. All right. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to use your imagination, and you're sitting down with young 7 to 10-year-old Monica, and you want to give her advice about life. What are you going to tell her?
I know you don't believe it, but you are really strong and brave.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so different hat. Sitting down with young Monica, the young entrepreneur, businesswoman, and you want to give her advice about business. What are you going to tell her?
Find those people that are fun to play with.
I love it. We can still have, you mean we can still have fun and play with people while we're adults? We can. See, that is something that's crucial for all of us because we lose that inner child. He still or she still is inside of us, and we've been conditioned to tell her no or him no. So, thank you for that advice, audience. Take her up on that advice. Monica, thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming into my life, and thank you for being who you are.
Thank
You're a
you.
wonderful human being, and you're helping a lot of people. Please keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, take care of yourself, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. I'd like you to answer this question. Are you living the life you want to live, or are you living the life others want you to live? I'd like you to think about that for a second. Because I strongly suggest you live the life you want to live. If you want to learn more about what I stand for and my services and how I'm able to help many men get out of their own way, please go to my website at www.profitcompassion.com. Feel free to also email me at drew@profitcompassion.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Take care of yourself and choose to write your own story instead of letting others write it for you.